during Ramadan, Aman Ali and fellow comedian Bassam Tariq took a road trip across Muslim America. They fasted across 30 states and stopped each evening to celebrate the breaking of the fast at 30 different mosques. They travelled over 40,000 kilometres or 25,000 miles. Their stories spread quickly over the internet and social media turned their trip into a worldwide phenomenon. Aman Ali, award-winning young Muslim storyteller and stand-up comedian from New York, is on his first ever visit to Germany to present his show 30 Mosques in 30 Days. Melanie Savchenko caught up with Aman Ali.
The reason why we did this project was not to put a positive image on Islam or promote Muslims or anything like that. We just wanted to tell stories, both good and bad. Like any community, we're not exempt from criticism. And so I just felt there really wasn't an honest discussion about Muslims. The conversation about Muslims everywhere I travel around the world is almost exclusively on extremism, terrorism, 9/11, security, and things like that. And I was like, well, what about their lives? Like, let's talk more about that. And so I wanted to get more into that rather than just trying to change opinions or anything like that. I'm not really an activist. I see myself more as a storyteller. I call myself a Muslim. I try my best to adhere to the principles, but I'm very weary of labeling how religious I am, conservative, moderate, liberal, and all this other stuff. Who am I to say that? You know, I might feel like I'm religious, but some other person might think I'm an extremist or super liberal or what have you. So I don't really like to get into those labels because I just really feel like it creates divisions. What's great is everywhere I travel in America, even around the world, I've been to almost 30 different countries to perform. I noticed that no matter where people live, they make Islam work for them. Being included and kind of being more relaxed and integrated and assimilated, whatever you want to call it, is a lot easier in America that I've noticed than in many parts of Europe. I feel like there's a lot that European people, let alone Muslims in Europe, don't know a lot about America, don't know a lot about American Muslims. And on the opposite side, I don't think a lot of Americans and American Muslims know a lot about Europe. Like, for example, in Europe, I think there's this perception that Muslims everywhere in America are oppressed and they can't go to mosque, they can't do this, they can't do that. But it's the complete opposite. What I've just noticed is what I see on television about this hatred and animosity towards Muslims, even in Europe, is not what I'm seeing in reality. I'm actually seeing Muslims all around the world living peacefully side by side with their neighbors. And yes, there's these individual cases of hate crimes and discrimination, but to say that that's reflective of what the global population is towards Muslims is completely absurd. Because this is the second or third year we did it, we found a lot of Muslims around the world were inspired by our project. So this year, what we're doing, we're creating an interactive film where Muslims all around the world are going to come to our website to upload their stories and upload their photos and videos. And we're creating an interactive film that kind of shows what the Muslim experience is like around the world. We didn't have any corporate sponsors. We didn't have any organizations or anything like that. It was really this grassroots movement that we created that makes this project as big and beautiful as it is and as it continues to be.